So we're looking at Siman Reisha Tes Siptal. In Berach Acher Omar. Baruch Ata Hashem Elokeinu Melech Olam Asher Gemol Cha Kol Toiv. So somebody else says to the individual who had been saved, Hashem is so blessed and wonderful that he was Gemol Chesed to you. And the person who's chayiv in Birchas HaGamol responded with the word Amen. So the loch is Yotzah. See, he's fulfilled his obligation by hearing the bracha and answering Amen. So he's Yotzah. Now, normally we find that the loch is Bashemei Ka'ona, that you have a chayiv to answer Amen because you have a chayiv to answer Amen to any bracha. There's a mile of answering Amen because this way you're participating actively in the bracha process. So it's better. But b'di'evet, if a person did not answer amen, he heard the bracha with the intent to be yotzeh with the bracha, he'd be yotzeh. But over here, that's not true. Because the language of the bracha is not the language he would be saying. He would, Shemir Kohen is like you said it. So it's like he said, bracha toshem al kenem al gemal chal kol toiv. That wouldn't work for him, because that wouldn't, if he would say that, he wouldn't be yotzeh. Right? So his amen is, as it were, accepting the bracha that the person's giving him, and then he's yotze. V'chenim omar, b'rich rachmona malkod alma d'yayvach yahavach lon v'on amen is yotze. The Gemara gives another example of this, if he would say b'rich rachmona, so that's considered shem Hashem. Malkod alma, therefore there's malchus. The yahavach lon, the person gave you to us, he didn't take you away. Person answers Amen. The more actually has a Girsa B'loy La'afra. Okay, so he's Yotza. Veins of the Brochla Vatolamina Mavorech. Alpishal Nitzchaber Brochla Zu. Hell Vena Mavorech. Rak Der Shevach Lidor. Altobus Chavera Shesomeach Po. So a person can't just make up his own Brochas. So Lachar, it's like a Brochla Vatola. So if it's a Brochla Vatola, how could the Shemea use it to fulfill his obligation? He's saying, no, that if a person comes along and says that the Rishon is so wonderful, look what he does, the Rishon is gebaldig benched, and look what he does, so that will not be, and he's doing it not because he holds that there's a chiv to say such a bracha, which that would be problematic, because that's what he wants. He wants to express his feeling that. So therefore, It would be valid, and therefore the Rambam says there has to be something, only something that he's truly feels a simcha about. So then you could say he's doing this because he feels a simcha that this person Baruch Hashem, he says, "Ah, Gabal, the Baruch Hashem, Hashem was so wonderful that he gave you back to us." Right? So, but he has to mean that.
So if there are two people, and he says I should mocha, and each one says amen, is one yotzei and the other is not? Is neither one yotzei? Would he have to say Gemal Chaim?
Did he mean to both of them?
Well, he didn't say Gemal Chaim, so he said Gemal Chaim. Maybe he had one of them. Do we know?
I'll say if he meant one of them, I said, I don't know what the law
is. Well, he does not do two, which is more like
that. It's also a possibility, right? I'm saying, if he meant both of them, they would answer and they'd be Yotze. Right? He only meant one of them, and we don't know which one. I guess we'd ask him. That person would be Yotze, the other person wouldn't be Yotze. Okay. Zog to Mr. Baruch of Katnut. In Berach Acher, if somebody else makes his bracha, now the Ramah is the one who says, Tovus Chaveroi, Shesameach Bo. The Chaver says, somebody else made the bracha. Doesn't say that this somebody else, he doesn't qualify the somebody else. He says, Mr. Chaver, Masha, the Philo Acher, and the Enochroi, by Yochel of Baruch, Tovus Chaveroi, called Shesameach Beze, by Mirlocha, the Ramasal of Einze. Okay. That maybe this bracha is only the people which you would have some type of intrinsic connection to the individual. Okay, v'ono amen. We'll see the birlocha. V'ilo ono amen is lo yotze. Over here, the person does not answer amen. He's not yotze. Umari sheshama habracha mitchila batzayv. V'chiven nami lotzes bo yedechavis birchas hagamol shenischayv. He heard the whole bracha, and he had intent to use it. Now, so take a look at the Shartzi and Sukkot and Tess. It's just in halacha. But normally the rule, as we had before, that by bracha, if Reuben is being motzi Shimon in the bracha, Reuben has to have intent to be motzi Shimon, and Shimon has to have the intent to be yotze. Over here, we're saying that Reuben is saying this bracha to Shimon. Shimon went through this event, and his chayv and brachas gamul. And Reuben says to Shimon, "It is so wonderful that you're back." Bracha to Hashem, kinemachalam shigemoch kol tayv. So Shimon says, wow, everyone's making this bracha, I might as well be yotze with it. Reuben has no intent to be motzi Shimon. So to Mishnah Berurah, that's the Shartzi, that's fine. How do we know? Shrei Rav Kona lo yichim and lo hotzi Rav Yehuda. Shrei lo yodah klam et kilo sheyochol lepotre ad shechidus Rav Yehuda. So Rav Kona saw Rav Yehuda, the Morrison over there, and he was so excited, he said this bracha. Not with any intent to be moist to anybody, because he had no idea that Rabbi Yehuda could be yotze by him saying it. Rabbi Yehuda says, oh, by the way, you just made your part of me from saying the brachas of Gomel. So it means Rabbi Chana didn't know that. So clearly Rabbi Chana did not have in mind to be moist to him. Okay. Now remember, we saw before in Siman Reish Gimel, and this halacha being kavanah to moitzi, that we tie that into the halacha of mitzvah shvichas kavanah. So maybe Rav Yehuda, who felt he could be yotze with the bracha of Rav Chana, is because he holds mitzvah shvichas kavanah. But we pass the mitzvah shvichas kavanah by the derisas, by the rabbanans. The Magen Rama says that we don't, but we saw from Kreger and others prove from Hilchos Brachos the Gra, they prove from Hilchos Brachos that halacha that you have to be kavanah to be yotze. The Vishesh explains that's because of Mitzvah's Kavanah. And he's saying you need that means you might have you need we hold Mitzvah's Kavanah. There's also Rabbeinu Yonah. Rabbeinu Yonah says that even if you hold Mitzvah's Kavanah, but by Mitzvah's of Dibur, everybody agrees Mitzvah's Kavanah. So it could be that might be how the Magen Avraham would answer the Shita of the Mechaber and Beis Yosef and Reshit Gimel. Al Kaponim, theoretically, we could answer up that Rabbi Yehuda is not a Raya because he holds we could say Rabbi Yehuda holds in Mitzvichos Kavanah. We have Mitzvichos Kavanah. Therefore, we need that the Mavorech has to have a mind to Mitzvichos Kavanah. But he says anyway. Furthermore, you can't say that there's no way that Reuben is having a mind to Mitzvichos Kavanah. The Lashon Bracha Zu and a Ruya Raklam of Arpaatzma, Shehi Lenoichach Adamanitzel. If Reuben wanted to be Motzi Shimon with the Bracha, Reuben had to say the Bracha that Shimon has to say. Shimon can't say the Bracha of Shekamol Chol Koltoiv. He says Gamalani Koltoiv. The only person who can say this Bracha is Reuben, who's not Chayiv in a Bracha. So how can you say Reuben should have a mind to be Motzi? Vechshach Lutziyot, King Kosm Shidu Gretzes, Behedya, Chim Yisad Aliyah Rabba, Prima Gadam, Lar Shalom, the Lukar of the Stomach. So they all say that you don't have to have kavanah to moitzi, and that still works. That only that for that clearly only works in conjunction with the fact that he said the main. Fine. Good base yotze. What in lechatchila yochel lifter atzma bekach? He doesn't. Lechatchila. I mean, he doesn't necessarily say he should ask his friend to do that. But a friend is saying it, he says, okay, great, I'll have my mind to be yotze with that. But after Shesha Masorah, like Asorah, Vadi Ainla Lechavan Lifter Atzmoy, if there's not 10, we said before that could be the whole halacha, only said that when there's a situation of 10 people there, a maimed of 10 people. So he shouldn't want to be yotze in a situation where there's not 10, because then later on, if he does get 10, see, now it's a suffix. Whether he can make the bracha or not, you might as well, if he would have kind of not to be yotze in this situation. So then, when he later gets 10 people, so he's able to actually say it with the bracha, with malchus. If Bidiyeva Shakiva and Sarak Lash of the Vorech, Taya Bafluta Bistif Gimel, Vorek Lashem Malchus. If Bidiyeva, he did have a kavanah, so that's the machlokes before. Can you be yotze without 10 people? Two stadim, two possibilities, and we discussed that before. So he told the person, Shegemolcha Koltov, Shegemolcha Koltov, or he said, the Brich Rachmana, the Alma, the Yavach Lon. Gimel. B'shalas agirus al yavach lon bal yavach la'afra. He gave us to, gave you to us and not to the dirt. Okay. Fine. Okay. The Moshe Disher brings on the question. So he said Baruch is Brich. Torah we said is not Ma'akiv. Rachmona is in the place of Hashem's name. Hashem is the merciful one. So that's the, that represents Hashem. Malchut Da'ama is Melech Olam. And then he says end of the Baruch. He says everything. Well, what happened to Elokeinu? Brich Rachmona Elokeinu Malchut Da'ama. Right, does he need to add that or not? So the Taz before, he quoted the Taz before in Hilchus Birchus Hapas, Simakuf Samal Zayin, where there he brought down the Salach that Yoyotzu Birch Rachmona, the Taz says you have to say Elokeinu. The Maisa, the Poskim do not, in general, do not bring that. The Maisa, the Iker Ma'akev and the Shay, in the Bracha is require a shame and Malchus, which is, so Malchut Da'alma is Malchus. And it's not enough just to say Melech, he has to say Melech of what? Because otherwise it's not clear. Shlomo Melech was Molech al Makloi. That's not very good Melechus for Kadosh Baruch Hu. Right? So he has to say Melech Adama. But he said, look, he said Rachmanos, he said a name of Hashem. That's enough to be Yotzei the Loch of Shem. So we don't require Elokon as well. Okay? So Ramah says, it's not a Brach Lebatala. Because he's saying a bracha that he has no chiyuv to say, so it's like, you know, he's just like, you know, walking around making the brachas, like, what are you doing? The answer is, he's not saying about Teresa chiyuv that he has, he feels that there's a halachic, valid bracha that he's supposed to be saying. He's saying about the, in the form of Shabbat, but don't talk about his portal. Yudal Abain said, there weren't 10 people there. According to the opinion which says you need 10 people, the Shemeya was not Yotze because it wasn't done in the presence of 10 people. So it comes out that the Mashmiya, the one who said the Bracha, he has no chiyuv to say the Bracha. He's saying it, we could argue maybe he's saying it that we might see the Shemeya. Well, the Shemeya is not Yotze because he doesn't have 10 people. So then the Mashmiya, the one who's saying the Bracha, is Bracha Batala. He says, no, Filachi, let me say Bracha Levatola, the Gavi Mavarech, Shubra Shai Lerman, Bracha Zul, Lukulyama, Philip Hachas Mesar. He can say the Bracha, Philip Hachas Mesar, because he's not saying a Batar Sahir Bracha. He's saying Batar is the Hargot, as a vehicle to express his Hargoshas of the excitement that he has as he saw his friend. Abish Lodi Sky, even though the Mavarech is not Chayim in this Bracha, Lizuhir Bracha Zul Bashas. The Mor does not mention that there's any chiyuv of the friends and relatives to make a bracha when the individual is saved. Shirim lahaydus kiim behena hatzmon v'lo yishivar acharlein. We always have the loch. There's a loch on the individual himself who went through the situation as a chiyuv to thank Hashem Baruch Hu. Other individuals do not have that chiyuv. Okay, so he's saying it derech shevach v'hoido. Rosh Lomer shaloi b'tarski. He's not saying that this is a, he, as if he believes this is a bracha that he's mechuyev to say. Al tevus chaveroi, on the benefits which was given to his friend, and that the mevorach feels good about semeach bo. Kol shekhen al yishtoi yizayin. So if there is a chiyuv to if the mevorech over here, who's not chayim in a bracha, is allowed to say the bracha because he feels this feeling of a karsa toiv to Kadosh Baruch Hu that he got his friend back, so that would be for sure true by a person wanting a bracha al yishtoi she kigufay to show the vorech he will have a bracha. Mizad noigim ksas anoshim shekhar shayolus nashaseim mechazus the burion and the mevorech in bracha zagam. The men will make bracha zagam. And this will be a way for the woman to be yotze this question whether she makes a birchus the girl or not. Well, the man is allowed to say that the person was made to his wife. Thank Kadosh Baruch Hu. The woman will answer a man. And now she'll fulfill her obligation. Minusik of bracha will then be Hagar Melech Yibim Tavosh Shegim Aloch Kol Tev. So that will be the Minusik of the bracha. Yimber Shalom for now. If a person wants to say this bracha again, not that he might see her, but just because he wants to express his feelings to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Yimber Shegimal Ishti, she's not there, Baruch HaTosham Lekin Machalom Shegimal Melech Yibim Tavosh Shegimal Ishti Kol Tev. He doesn't use the third person talking to his Rebbe in the Nusach of the Bracha, because the Bracha has to be clear what he's doing. So if he's talking to individual, looking at the person and saying the Bracha in the language of Neichach, in the second person, so then we understand what he's doing. He looks at the person, he says, Hashem saved him. You use the third person vis-a-vis his Rebbe. We'd end up not being clear what he's saying. So we don't say yes, they should do that.
And saying these things not in the presence of the person, he's just overcome with simcha that they're even not in their presence.
So he wouldn't be mochi them, obviously.
Yeah, he wouldn't be mochi them then.
But he can make a bracha. The point is he's allowed to make this bracha. It's not considered a bracha at all. So he's saying this, Altavis Chaveiro is just a meyakpo. So ask me something simple. But after Kriba, Oyavai Shalkaponim Semechu Berfuasa Batzalosh Shaldam. So that ask me something that he truly feels excitement. I mean, Semech Beliba Kolkach. Shomer came in Neishon. Not really excited. But you know, in order to keep the peace and keeping things smooth, quiet. He says, oh, I'm so happy that you're back. The truth is, I'm not so happy that you're back. But if I say, you know, I'm not so happy that you're back, that definitely is going to be I'm not sad. I'm not out of mind. It's not important to me. But I say that to the person feels much better and it maintains shalom. Ain't there's a Baruch Hashem Malchus. He can't make the Baruch Hashem Malchus. The Vizeh, Birchas Levatola. So that would truly be Baruch Levatola. Because he has no right, he can't say this bracha b'taras chiyuv because he's not chayuv. He's not b'taras. He's thanking his bracha for the gemalda gesim because he's not really happy. So Hussam is making a bracha l'vatol. Al yomer baruch Hashem yisborach the yavuchla. So he can say a language like that. So fine. Remember lo chesheyesh chokem malikar din zed ha'ago. That we're going to limit this halacha. Okay, let's take a look at the spirit halacha a little bit. So because of Shekhen Nira Gam Kenasim Makaber Shasim Bazet, he seemed to accept this bracha. Like much because of Beshiras of Sheish Ligar Bemisham of Work, Bersakhermal Chaber, the Beshiras himself writes that we should stop this. It sounds like from the way that Makaber presents it that he's accepting it. Away Rabbi Kosov Sheikr, who? Kedibir Beshiasiv. But really, he prefers the opinion of the Mesiyosef, Shazulas Ben HaTalmud, and Rosh HaMavarach. That this bracha is specifically to a child, or to a Talmud, which they've gotten tremendously from the individual, the parent, or the Rebbe. So then they have a right to say, the Bresham, thank you so much that I have you still. I still have my father, I still have my Rebbe. Right? Thank you so much, I have still my Rebbe. But that's as far as it goes. But you can't do it on all other machers. He said, "Bechain kosev al the tzomish shechain das rebbe peskin." And bechain zok the Mishnah Berura, bechain nira ve'emes dibrei gosh shehem dibrei atur b'shem rosh mukshim. The truth is that this whole law of the Ramah is strange. The Hechem Metzina Baruch is She'enu Mechuyim Klal. Where'd you get this from? We have nowhere else in Ilchus Brachas. The Brachas not Mechuyim. I just feel the feeling of a Kodesh Kodesh Baruch Hu, and I make a Bracha. The Bresham, you know, I happen to love green leafy vegetables. So for me, saying a Bracha of Bnei Pri Adam just doesn't, you know, not enough. I just need to express this. The Bresham created green vegetables. Bracha to Hashem, I'll get him out of Alam. Shasa Yerachas Baruch. It's a bit of a bracha, but you can't do that. You can't make up your own brachas. After Moral Brichas Shechianu Shehi Rishus, we find that where they gave us a choice to say Shechianu or not. Gam Ken Ena Kavona Rishus Gam. It doesn't mean Ella the Lav Chiyuva Kol Kachal Mitzvah the Baruch Yesh. What it means is it's not a Chiyuva, but it's a Mitzvah. But that it's nothing, and you just don't want to make up your own. Like we Hecha Tesi. Where the Ma'ab Bein Brachas Zul the Brichas Hanes. The Simon Rishu cast. The Chol Simon Shom Chakar Leizad Dover Rishol Levarach Leizad Dover and Rishol Levarach. I said, understand. We had a whole Simon over there. This type of Neis that you feel Kavala Kosh Tzav Kosh. We said, Brusham Brachat Hashem Lekin Machalom Shasli Neis Malkim Lizet. I want to say I feel Shemus Kosh Tzav. Yeah, but it wasn't type of Neis. Who cares what type of Neis it is? I feel the Kosh. I want to say. Vaisu Chay said that's not true. The Shvatim and the Rishon Levarach Elam came the Rabbi Sasbik Rabbi Yisrael to one table is not enough. Baruch Hashem Shum Poisek Lord. Nobody even like suggested over there. Dal Kaponim Gamble Achiyah Rishon Levarach. You can just do it on your own because you want to make the bracha. Nobody said that. The Sameach Batzolos Allah from Yisrael. So a whole shevet was saved. You know. Can be tens of hundreds of thousands of people in Klal Yisrael. But it's not Rebbe Klal Yisrael. It's not make a bracha. I remember saying, give all the simcha. So say, I want to say something. Because there's a serial lake, a serious tour. We don't hold this. The labircha Rav Chanan and Rabbanan are Yehuda Elam and Neshe Hoyer Rabban. The only case you have a heter with somebody who's mamish is Rebbe, that's a heter. As Ramban or Rashi, Rosh Beis Sugyan, Shabbat Rav Gamkem Mechiyah Bevorach Birchas Anes. So what's just like we had in the previous simon. That there's a concept of singing Birchas Anes on a parent or Birchas Anes on a Rebbe. So who adin? There's a law of singing a Goyimel on a Rebbe or on a parent. But beyond that, there's no such thing. Okay. Fine. Fine. Let's see the next. Let's hold it here.